Hello and welcome back. Now that we have your basic web page created, we need to clean up the format and look of the page. This lesson will walk you through adding these additional elements and introduce you to cascading style sheets. So let's go ahead and let's get started. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open up Visual Studio Code. And in this case, you'll see by default, it reopened the file that we last started with. So again, I'm going to go ahead and zoom in so that you can see the code a little bit better. Okay, great. So we'll work from here. Before we take a look at adding some style to our page, let's add a few more elements to our web page. While you can make everything in your web page with the H1 and P tags or headers and paragraphs, it helps to have some other items in your page. Some of these items will be more informative about the text that is inside the tag. In HTML5, we have a number of elements that actually describe the content that we have on the page better. For example, instead of just having an H1 tag, we can add a header tag to be clear that this is the header for a document or a section. Similarly, we can set a footer for the bottom of a document or section. So let's add a header to the top of your index.html page. Here we're going to add a header tag around our H1 tag. So I'll do that right here because this is our header. And let's add a footer to our page as well. Many web pages will use a footer for content information as well as copyright for the information on the page. So let's add our footer to the bottom. Save your work and then refresh index.html in your browser to see the updates that you made to the header and footer. So I'm going to save the page. I'll go back to my page. I'll refresh it. And you'll see the only visible change is the copyright 2015 at the bottom. Now for a little visual appeal. We want to add some images to our text. Usually, these images will be in a folder on your website, but they could really come from anywhere as long as you know the URL. So let's create a folder for images, and then we're going to link images to your web page. So in this case, I'm going to click here to show my working folder, and I'm going to use the little plus icon here for new file, or actually, I'm going to use the icon here for new folder, and I'm going to click on this, and I'm going to type in images. Okay. And now I've already saved some images to my computer, so if I go here to my Explorer, and I go to my pictures folder, I actually have a folder called Website Pics with a bunch of images in it. So I'm going to copy all those images out of that folder. And I'm going to go to my Choose to Code folder. And I'm going to go to the images and I'm going to paste those in there. So now I have my images in there. And if I go back to my Visual Studio Code, it shows all the names of my images right there. Now we want to go ahead and add an image tag to our HTML code. So I'll use the example here. So let's see, what's the name of one of our images? We'll use the abstract one image as the example. So I'm going to scroll to the top of my page. Okay, so I'm going to start just below the header, just to show you an example image. So I'll go ahead and add the tag image space src for source equals, and then it's in the images folder, and then the name of the image is abstract one. .jpg. And then I close the tag using a forward slash and then the closing bracket. So if I save this, let's go ahead and go back to my browser and I'll refresh it. You'll see the image shows up right here. Pretty simple. So again, you start with the image tag, you have the source, you put the path to the source, and then you close the tag. In the other example, we reference an image from a website. And so we're going to do that now to clean up and add images to our articles that we have. So I'm going to go ahead and delete this image. And let's add some images to our HTML to make our page look more complete. We're going to use sample images from lorempixel.com website in our page. Lorempixel.com is a cool website that lets us go out there and get royalty-free images, and it's random stuff, you know, cats, abstract, buildings, food, whatever you want, just so that you can use it for placement in your web page. So we're going to use that in our exercise today. So what we're going to do now is we're going to format the HTML around each of the articles and then using that format, we're then going to add images to each article. So the first thing we want to do is let's wrap an article tag around each of our articles. So this is our first article. This is our second article. And then this is our third article. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and indent each of these as well, just so that our formatting is nice. So now we've done that too. I'm going to go ahead and click this icon up here because I want to just see code. I don't need to see the files right now. Okay, near the beginning of each article and just after the closing H2 tag, we want to add an image tag to give our content a little bit more visual appeal. So what we're going to do, and the code's included in the article online, is we're going to copy over our image code. And if you look here, again, instead of pulling it from our local machine, we're actually pulling an image from lorempixel.com. So let me go ahead and copy each of these. Okay, this one will be image 2, and then this one will be image 3. So let's save our work and let's go back to our browser and refresh it and see what we have. Okay, so we have the images, but we notice something else is wrong here. And this is, I want to see if you can figure this out. Why is everything bold in here? This doesn't look right. This shouldn't all be bold. Well, I'll show you. So if we go back to our code here and if we look, you'll notice in the things to do that I started with an H2 tag and I ended with the same H2 tag. That's wrong. You need to end with a forward slash H2. And now the reason I showed you this is that you have to learn in HTML coding, you really need to learn how to troubleshoot, and this will happen often. Sometimes you'll forget to put a closing tag or a quote or whatnot, and it's usually small items like this that will cause little issues. And then if I went ahead and added that back in, I refreshed the page, and look at that. It brought everything back down to a normal font size, and then only my headings are bold. And you'll see here are the images that we wanted added, so now that they're in the page. So that's what we want. So we're looking good so far. Now we're going to go into hyperlinks. Finally, let's learn how to add links to other locations. We will use an anchor tag for this, and we'll start with something simple like text. Let's take our list of things to do and make hyperlinks to a search engine. So in this case, what we're going to do is I'll do one as an example here. So inside the li tag, I'm going to open this up with ahref equals, and then I'm going to paste in the link that's in the exercise. I'm going to close the quote, close the first tag, and then at the end of the word hiking, I'm going to do a forward slash A. So let me explain this real quick. So just like the image tag, it's very similar, but you start with an A for the anchor tag. You have the href property, and then you're going to put in the link you want it to go to. You're going to close the tag, but then you're going to put the text you want, and then you're going to fully close the anchor tag itself. And then if I save this and refresh it, you'll see this hiking now is a link, and I can click on it, and it takes me to a search for hiking. So I'm going to go back, and I'm going to copy and paste the rest of my links from the exercise, just so that we have them here. So I'll paste these guys in, and then I'll indent it. So again, you see we have a link to hiking, biking, horseback, and backpacking. So let's save and refresh. And you'll see each of these now is their own link. We can also change hyperlinks to a more interesting link, like an image, if we change the content of the anchor tag. For example, using this code here, which I'll just go ahead and paste in, you'll see here we have an ahref, we're going to link to Microsoft.com, but instead of having text inside of here, we just used another image tag. So we basically wrapped an anchor link around, or an anchor tag around an image tag. If I save this and refresh it, you'll see the logo shows up, and I can click the logo, and it takes me right to the Microsoft website. So for the time being, I'm going to go ahead and remove that image. Now for some style. Now that you have a few more items to work with in your HTML, let's look at some ways we can make things look a little more stylish than plain black and white text. We have already seen that using different tags will make items display in different sizes, but we can also use what are called styles. There are two different ways we can do styles. The first is with inline styles, where we add a description of how we want the text to appear in the middle of our HTML. So let's go ahead and do that, and I'll show you an example here. So if I take this first paragraph and I say style equals color red, text align center, and I save that and go back to the browser and refresh, you'll see it changed this text right here on the page to center and it made it red. If I have a lot of paragraphs on my page and I want them all to look this way, I would have to put this same style on each paragraph. The challenge with using this type of style is that if I want to change all the paragraphs that are red throughout my website, there's potentially a lot of work to do. So we turn to a second and preferred method of linking a style sheet to our page. This style sheet tells how to render items in our webpage and applies it consistently across all items. The way we determine how the styles are applied are based on selectors or selection criteria. Additionally, we can have multiple style sheets loaded and they will add all of their styles collectively. This is why they are called cascading style sheets, which is why they have an extension of .css. So in the example, we're going to be loading a style sheet called app.css that will contain our webpage specific styles. So at the top of the page here, inside the head tag, we're going to put the following code. Link href equals app.css, rel equals style sheet. So this again tells the browser to use a file called app.css. This is where our styles will be pulled from. And let me scroll down and I'm going to get rid of this inline style because we're not going to use that anymore. So now we have to create a new file called app.css in the same folder as our index.html. So I'm going to go back to the file explorer here. I'm going to click on the new file and I'm going to call it app.css and I'm going to hit enter and you'll see it automatically brings us into the file. Now it's time to add some flair to your web page. First, let's change the look of our header and footers that we created. For this, we're going to use the tag selectors for header and footer. So again, I'm going to copy this code from the exercise. Notice that we just use the tag name and then we have a list of style attributes we want to set. We are going to use the background color attribute in order to set the color. We can use a color name like red or we can use a color value. To use a color value, you start with a hash symbol and specify three values for red, green, and blue. These values go from 00 through FF. We call these a hex value, short for hexadecimal, or a number system with 16 values, 0 through F. So hashtag 000000 would be 0 for red, 0 for green, and 0 for blue, or the color black. Sometimes you might see this shortcut to just three numbers like hash DDD, which is the same as hash DDD DDD. Let's make the head and footer a dark teal. At the same time, let's use the color attribute to make the text a lighter gray. Save your app.css and make sure your index.html is saved. And let's go back to the browser and I'm going to refresh. Now look what happened here. You'll see the background is this dark teal and the text is the color gray. And if I go to the bottom, same thing. Now let's add some visual space around your text with some padding. It might also look nice to center our text, so let's go ahead and add that too. So again, I'm going to just copy the code from the exercise and go to my app.css. I'll put that in there. So let's save the app.css. Let's go back to our browser. And if I refresh the page, you'll see that now there is padding around the header and the footer, and it gives us a little bit more space to work within. Let's move on to the body of the web page. Let's take the list that we have and put the HTML tag aside around it to show that they are not a main part of the content. So if I go back to the index.html, I'm going to scroll down, and around the things to do, let's add that aside tag. And if I go down to the end of it, open bracket, and this is a trick again in Visual Studio Code. I just open bracket, and you see it's smart enough to see that I want to close the aside tag, so I just hit the tab key, and it puts the tag there. And then I'll go ahead and highlight this and indent it. And so we want to do the same thing with the second list as well. So I'm going to scroll down to the second list, and let's add an aside tag there. And I'll close it there as well and indent it. For the rest of the body, let's define this as a section. All of the content between our two aside lists will be surrounded by this section tag. So I'm going to scroll up to the top here. And we're going to put the first section tag right above the article tag. So if I go here and I put section, and then I will go to the bottom of all the articles just before the last aside tag. And again, I'm going to close the section tag. And then I'm going to highlight everything in between and indent it. Now let's add colors and alignment for our lists. So if I go back into my app.css, I'm going to put the following code in there, which again is in the exercise file. So I'm telling it that all the aside tags, we want to give it a padding top of 10 pixels and we want the font weight to be bold. So let me save this. One more change here. Let's change the text in the H2 tag to the color dark blue. Notice we're using a named color now and not a hex color. So I'm going to copy and paste this as well. Now save and refresh your browser to see the formatting updates that we have made. Okay, so again, you see all the H2 tags are now blue. The text inside is bold, and we still have our links in there. So far, we have only been making style changes with tag selectors in our CSS. Another way to do selectors is by adding a class attribute to our tag. Let's take a look at how we do this. Modify the things to do list by adding a class attribute and giving it a value of title. So if I go back to my index.html, and we'll go to the top, I'll give this a class equals title. So now we're just telling it to use the CSS class name title. We don't have a title class yet, but we're going to get into that in just a second. Now we can tell our style sheet to apply the dark blue color not to the H2 tag, but only to the title class. So if I go back into my app.css, I'm going to change this to .title. So that now is a class called title. Notice in the selector, we are telling it to use a class by starting with the dot. Save and refresh the page, and you'll see that your list title was updated. Nothing else on the page was affected. So if I go back here and I refresh it, you'll see now only the top things to do is blue because we set that to use the class of title. We can mix and match selectors for tags and classes to get pretty specific about the items we're asking to style. There is an additional selector for a tag with a specific ID. We use the hash instead of the dot. First, you would add an ID attribute to your HTML tag. So let's modify the list of how to get here, and we're going to give it an ID. So here we go. I'll give it an ID of ordered list. Then let's add some styling elements that you would need to make it look right for your design. So if I go back in my app.css, again, I'll copy this over and I'll save it. And you'll see we started with a hash instead of a period or a dot. And again, this will apply the styles to an ID. This will apply it to an element. So if I go back here and I refresh, I'll scroll down to the bottom and you'll see there, our how to get here is now in dark green. There is way more to CSS than we have covered here. If you want to see the potential of CSS, a great website you can take a look at is called CSSZenGarden.com. This is a collection of pages that use the exact same HTML but have different style sheet applied. As you click through the different designs, you will see the creativity and the design comes to life with styles. So I hope you learned a little bit today about using cascading style sheets and applying some style to your website. So we're going to save here and we will move on to the next lesson. Thank you.